Thanks for listening. This station is in a commercial break, and we'll be back shortly. Stand by. We're in a commercial break, and we'll return to your favorite station very soon. Thanks for listening.
Are you looking for more from your truck driving career? At Schneider, we're committed to you, from reimbursing your driving school tuition to retirement. One of Schneider's most rewarding advancement opportunities is becoming a training engineer, preparing our safe drivers. With our new training engineer program, you can make $10,000 a year more than an average solo driver or more, and choose your training schedule. But before you can advance with Schneider, you have to start with Schneider. Take your first step at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
Golfers, Eaglewood Resort in Itasca, awarded Best Golf Course in Illinois, is a must-play. Score some points this Father's Day by purchasing a $150 golf gift card and get a $25 bonus certificate. Call 630-773-1400 or visit EaglewoodResort.com.
Stop in for amazing deals during Menards Crazy Day Sale. Going on now. Save $60 on a 1900 PSI electric pressure washer. Just $88.99. Keep it free after rebate. Look stylish with Ralph Lauren t-shirts, just $7.77 each. Save big on a six-panel bright white door, only $55 after rebate. Don't miss Menards Crazy Days sale. With prices so low, they're crazy. Hurry, sale ends Sunday.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of a person having a phone conversation in the elevator.
What? Yeah, no, I'm in the elevator. The elevator! Yeah! Anyway, I bundled our home and auto insurance through Progressive. No, bundled! We're gonna save big bucks now. No, bucks! Bucks!
Bundle your home and auto through Progressive and save.
Hello? Hello? She hung up.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company Affiliates. Home insurance provided and serviced by other select insurers.
It's Blackhawks Lightning in the Stanley Cup Final. Hawks fans, live the excitement with us before and after every game. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
5 o'clock, and from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. If this series against Tampa Bay seems familiar to you, it should, because the Hawks have trailed in playoff series a lot under Joel Quenneville, but Coach Q says that experience can actually be a help.
And we've had some history of being in situations where we've been in the exact same spot. One game one against Boston, lost game two and three. Against Anaheim, kept coming back against an excellent hockey team. But I think, you can't dwell on that. You got to, I think there's confidence in the group that we're able to do it. But I'm worried about one game, and we haven't seen our best yet.
And under Quenneville, the Hawks have a really good record and grew 7 in playoff action. Lots of baseball news today. The Cubs signed free agent reliever Rafael Soriano to a minor league deal as he's reunited with Joe Maddon, who he recorded 45 saves for while in Tampa Bay back in 2010. Chris Bryant is second in the All-Star balloting in the National League at third base. Meanwhile, Anthony Rizzo and Starlin Castro are currently fourth at their respective positions. The Cardinals have placed Matt Holliday on the DL. The Cubs are at Detroit in about an hour. John Lester will be on the mound, and Carlos Rodon going for the Southsiders tonight. The White Sox hosting the Astros coming up in about 2 hours. Breaking news on the Score, brought to you by Rosen Hyundai, where you can save a fistful of dollars. And this scoreboard update has been brought to you by Sullivan Steakhouse. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. Our next game on the Score later this evening, when the Sox again play host to the Astros, and it begins with Chris Ranji's pregame show at 6:35. It's all right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Boars and Bernstein.
I'm bored.
This seems like a good bit of fun.
Afternoons on the Score.
Who knows what could happen?
Len Casper.
The number one thing is, can you compete without in any way mortgaging even a small part of your future? They should be able to do that. It doesn't mean that if you make a deal, you don't have to give up a prospect. And that's where the redundancy at different positions really comes into play. There will be a point where you have too many outfields, you have too many third basemen, you have too many shortstops, and you almost have to, by design of a major league roster, send somebody somewhere else. And if you have to give up guys in return, it's going to be those redundancies, to borrow the Ricky Gervais line from The Office.
That's it. I've been made redundant.
Fours and Bernstein.
You guys do 4 hours a day?
Five.
God almighty. I do three and want to stab myself in the heart with a pencil for you.
Talking Chicago sports on your ride home.
And Sue says, I was in the same NIU journalism class as Terry.
Really?
You remember Sue?
I remember a lot of people from that class, yeah. What?
I don't know. Are you crazy?
Me trying to ruin my marriage? No!
I'm trying to forget you were married very young.
I was not doing my classmates. What's wrong with you?
Jesus, Dan. Well, you know Terry's history.
I thought that's what college was for. It was for
no, not for me, it wasn't.
God, on behalf of the show, I have to apologize to Peach.
She'll be expecting it, too. You rough them in.
Of course.
Bitch.
I don't think we're even on the air anymore, anyway.
Terry Bors, Dan Bernstein.
A show by the name of Bors and Bernstein. But I've been told that he said some pretty harsh things.
The show goes on! Yeah!
Bors and Bernstein. Weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Almost forgotten about that trip down Northern Illinois' memory lane there. What a good thing. Bors and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. I do remember some of those people, not all of them, but it's been a long damn time ago, man. We're going on a long, long time ago. So I knew a couple of them.
I'm looking at some of the viewership numbers. This was for Game 3, which was their best ever on the cable channel. They averaged 3.896 million viewers. So Chicago did a 24 rating, and Tampa Bay did a 13.2, which means that's pretty much it.
That's pretty much it, yeah. That about covers that.
Wow. Because here's the drop-off. And then Chicago was the top market. Tampa was the second market. The number three market did a 4.3. The number four market did a 4.2. The number five market did a 3.8. Can you name the other three markets outside of Chicago and Tampa that were tuned in to that extent?
I know New York's not interested. Correct. Minneapolis.
Nope. Good guess.
Buffalo.
Yeah. Buffalo was third at 4.3. And then Boston at 4.2. And Providence at 3.8. Those are and that's it. That is your hockey audience outside of your teams that are actually participating in the event.
Wow.
Well, they knew that. That's all they get.
Yeah, you mentioned those markets. Those are the markets that are kind of the ones that people care about. And if not their team from around the country, the answer is not interested.
Rudy says, few write helpful analytic information like the Committed Indian. And actually, they really do that. He said, here's an example. I read this morning elsewhere that Marian Hossa failing to knock in that 10-footer in the first period was a huge failed chance at taking momentum, which prevented the Hawks from hitting their stride. At any point in the third period, yes. I don't think the Hossa miss in the first changed anything about anything. Said my wife never watches hockey, so she's a novice. As soon as the game was over, she said, what was up with that goalie? And so the Hawks are going to win and I have to deal with work tickets for game 6. I answered, one, I don't know. And two, yes. And here's actually that paragraph he was talking about. This is from David Haw's column.
Mm-hmm.
When Hossa's shot sailed away, so did the chance to seize early momentum. When defenseman Braden Coburn tripped Hossa, it knocked him off balance just enough to keep the Hawks from hitting their stride.
Well, what about when they had the lead late? What happened there, Dr. Hockey?
Right, I don't think having that 2-1 lead had anything to do with what happened to Marian Hossa.
Oh, okay. They took the lead late, too, and then, like, that lasted all 13 seconds. I guess that momentum, that momentum sucks.
Yeah, don't write momentum in the same game that saw you lose a lead in 13 seconds.
It might be a good idea to check your notes.
Right, because if you look back, you actually say, well, wait a second, there was one point in the game where they had a terrific goal.
They had every reason to celebrate, and it looked great, and it was, and you go, uh-oh.
And then the other team scored. Apparently did not get the memo when it comes to the idea of that goal was then providing them momentum that would make them better.
I mean, you really, and the momentum game to game. When you're writing this, do you ever look at, like, the rest of the series, how this Stanley Cup thing has gone with teams? Have you ever looked at that and looked at these series and say, where do the and tried to figure out what the hell you're talking about when you talk about momentum? Do you ever, like, look at the actual results of games and series and how they went and what happened and used, and then, well, they had all the moment. Well, they didn't for long, and because they lost a series.
Yeah, and this.
Yeah, they did, and it's got from one to the other. There's nothing to do with it at all.
And the texter said, "Do you have the NBA Finals ratings as well?" Yes, it's the most watched and highest rated ever on ABC through the first two games. Game two was 18,795,000 viewers. God. It peaked with 24.4 million viewers. So, I don't... Yes. The answer is yes, and there you have it.
And I think the answer would be, despite the... We did some of this the other day, despite the belief that I don't know where you're coming from, you say we don't know hockey. We know more people who don't know basketball than we don't know hockey, I'll tell you that. And I think the people who are true basketball fans, this is one hell of a series. It has been two terrific games. It will continue to be. And that's how you get those numbers, by the way.
And, you know, we were talking about Steph Curry and what he's probably going to do to that poor Australian chump tonight. But, you know, I forgot where I saw this. You remember when he took that awful tumble against the Rockets?
Yes, I do.
His numbers since then have sucked. That if you just use that as sort of a not-so-arbitrary dividing point, I'm not necessarily alleging causality. I'm just pointing out that it so happens that his numbers are it's like his shooting percentage is down 10%, 3-point percentage down 10%. I mean, there's a drastic drop off since that happened. I can't prove any causality, but that's.
I was surprised. I had no idea he could get up that high. Because it's not part of his game. He's not running to the rim dunking over people.
Right.
You know, it's not something you'd expect that he would get up like that. Because it isn't really in any way important to what he does as a player.
He can be a below-the-rim player and be just fine.
Oh, yes. Oh, hell yeah. All I know is I want more of that. I'm looking forward to more of that.
More of him falling?
No, the more finals games. I mean, I don't know how many we'll get before Golden State probably asserts itself, but I can't wait for more of that. I mean, that is as compelling as anything I've seen, and I know the San Antonio teams were this, that, and the other, but when there's something about Curry and that team and the records they set and the best offense, the best defense.
It's a very telegenic basketball, too. Yeah. And this was just posted in the Sun Times, that these are the highest NBA Finals ratings since Jordan played.
Holy crap.
And these are tiny little markets. Games 1 and 2 both received 12.9 overnight ratings, highest for the first two games in more than a decade. Game 2 did a 42-1 in Cleveland and a 31-7 in San Francisco. Michael Jordan's last championship run in 1998 against Utah received an average rating of 18.7. Average rating.
Wow.
Wow. And then in game two was 18,795,000 viewers. When you think about it, the star power, the importance. See, this is back to what the NBC chairman was talking about. Yeah. The value of star power and